Hi everybody, welcome to my channel. My name is Hannah OJ and this is episode 7 of the Other Black Girl Review. Let's go! So this girl Shani, who's been trying to warn Nella, is still at Hazel's house. Hazel's got a handcuff to the bed and she's feeding her. I thought there was something strangely tender about this scene. It was almost as if they'd like been dating before. I think I even thought that initially when I was watching it the first time, because the way Hazel was so paranoid about her and then this scene, I was kind of thinking, could there be a chance that she'd kind of told a lie but sprinkled the truth in there, like that she was avoiding this crazy stalker bitch that is actually her ex-girlfriend? Because there was just something a little bit tender about this scene that I didn't quite understand. And now seeing the whole thing, it's like, okay, I think I get it now, but it's like still a bit, it felt a bit romantic. But anyway, Hazel is also practicing her smile in the mirror and she's obviously just about to head out to work. It was so creepy, like really, really eerie. You're really looking at it like, who the fuck is this bitch? Like, why, even if you are being some version of fake at work, why do you have to practice your smile in the mirror and like looking like a normal person? Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh my God, who are we dealing with here? So we're at Wagner and Hazel is giving Nella the cold shoulder. They're having a marketing meeting where Nella is pitching her idea for the Burning Heart re-release. And Nella suggests that they give Hazel's charity, which is called Young Black and Lit, the first 100 copies of the book and also give them 10% of the proceeds. So very generous donation. It's amazing for the kids. It's good for marketing for the re-release. And also it's a way of making up with Hazel, even though Nella really shouldn't be pressed. Richard's kind of looking at her like, oh, 10%, really? But he agrees that it's good for business, so he says yes. Hazel's really touched at this, so she and Nella make up and she invites Nella to a hair party. Apparently it's an event that she has with her girls and they combine networking and self-care. In normal circumstances, this would sound like a lot of fun. I would be so down for this idea, especially if I'm genuinely bonding with the other black girl at work. I will be there early and I'm never anywhere early. But in this scenario, yeah, Hazel, fuck that. I am not going to your house. That's what Nella's attitude should have been, but no. She obviously goes. And she brings Malaika, who is only obviously going to get intel on Hazel. There are three other black women there, Kiara, Ebony, and Camille. Kiara is a buyer at Saks. Ebony is the youngest tenured professor in the state of New York. Now, I don't think I have to remind you that as a black woman, that is no easy feat. Camille is in chemical engineering, and she kind of seems to be the channeler of the group where no one really knows exactly what she does. Hazel also mentions that there should be another girl called Ruby coming along soon. And Malaika freaks out and summons Nella for a private conversation. So remember when Malaika and Nella were having the argument about Hazel when Hazel was at Nella's house? So during this argument, this girl called Ruby came up. So this Ruby is Malaika's ex-girlfriend. Apparently she's not the brightest bulb on the tree. And the last Malaika had heard, she just got fired from Forever 21. The breakup was also pretty bad. Malaika cheated on her and in return, Ruby stole her Alexa and sent a hell of a lot of gun and knife emojis. Firstly, the stealing of the Alexa was random as fuck. Like, you really couldn't take anything better. Secondly, the gun and knife emoji is very disturbing and it made me wonder why Malaika didn't run out of there quicker. Because if that's the last thing that somebody sent me, I don't think I'd be in a hurry to see them either. So Ruby arrives and she's got this dog tooth print blazer on, she's got her hair up, and she's talking about this third round interview at Goldman Sachs. So it seems that a lot has changed about Ruby since Forever 21. Ruby seems happy to see Malaika though. She gives her a big hug and everything. They have a small conversation, but Malaika's really freaked out and she drags Nella to the bathroom. So she's saying it's basically like a complete personality switch up. Like, that's not the Ruby that she dated. A few months ago, she wouldn't even have known what Goldman Sachs was. She's quoting Alice Walker and shit. Like, it's just weird. It's eerie. She's a completely different person. And bear in mind, they only broke up a few months ago. So it is very creepy running into someone that's literally like, someone else has taken over your body, but I saw you like 3-4 months ago and you were nothing like this. At some point during the party, Hazel starts doing Nella's hair, and while she's doing that, they're all love bombing her, and it's kind of sweet, but it's also a bit like, it's a bit much. Like, they're saying, oh my God, you're so striking, you're so this, and oh my God, I'll hook you up with this big book agent, which in the back of Nella's mind, she was probably thinking, why don't you do that for Hazel, your actual friend? Like, you just met me. Do you know what I mean? It was just all a bit much. And she was like, why are you guys being so nice to me? And they just kind of brush it off and say they're just happy to have another girl in the sisterhood. And Hazel says something about her not being officially in the sisterhood until she gets up in her hair. And don't get me wrong, I understand that when you look at this, you're kind of thinking, oh, Nella's so stupid. Why aren't you seeing what this is? Because you know what's going to happen. Do you know what I mean? In real circumstances, a lot of these things could be passed off as nothing. Even if it does feel like somebody's a bit weird, you're not going to think that they're up to something really suspicious. Do you know what I mean? But I just feel like, surely you have some kind of gut feeling that's telling you that there's something not right about this. Like, I've always kind of been quite in tune where it comes to people. And don't get me wrong, we can all get done dirty by people, because at the end of the day, other people are also good with people, and people know what to say to make you feel how they want you to feel and be manipulative. So I'm not saying that I see everybody for who they are, like I have some kind of laser eyes that can see through their soul, do you know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, I've always been quite good at picking up when someone, there's an air of disingenuous there. Like, there's just a little something that's forced. Like, you're trying and working so hard to make me like you, or to make me think highly of you, or for me to trust you. Like, I don't know, it's just, Hazel's doing a lot. And now with these girls as well, all at the same time, and they're so desperate to do her hair. I don't know, something about it would make me uncomfortable, and in real life as well, even, you know, if I don't think they're up to something really suspicious, I think I might be like, you bitches are a bit, like, I don't know if I want you touching my hair. Like, I'm just saying, you're just a bit kooky, you're a bit off. Meanwhile, Malaika is trying to question Ruby and figure out why and how she turned into this unrecognizable person. She's also trying to find out what Hazel's deal is, because according to Ruby, Hazel is the reason for this glow up. She took her to some parties, she made some phone calls, she even shared some makeup and clothes with her so she could look how she wanted her to look like. That's when Malaika's like, no. Like, now this is too weird, because I'm telling you, you don't just be, as a grown woman, sharing your clothes and makeup with just anybody. And for what reason? This is what I'm saying, too nice. It's too much of a love bombing situation. Like, you just met this girl. Why are you lending her her makeup and clothes? So also she could get a great job. One, she didn't even ask you for. Do you know what I mean? Because she never randomly told Hazel that she wanted to work at Goldman Sachs. Like Malaika said, she wasn't that type of person that would have even really been knowing who that company is. So it's like, how do people not pick up on the fact, like, this person's just a bit, that, I'm good on you. Like, we don't need to be friends. I'm just saying, if I met Hazel, I think I would have just stopped answering her calls at some point. She would have freaked me out a little bit. Malaika goes into the bathroom to call Owen. And at this point, Hazel is about to put this hair grease in Nella's hair, but Malaika comes back in time to stop her. And she's like, no, Nella, you're on a hair care journey and you're not going to throw anything out the window for some unknown ingredients. Like, no, let's go. And that moment was genuine, I think. Like, they obviously don't really know what's up with this hair grease. But I think at this point, Malaika's like, don't touch anything that Hazel bitch gives you. Don't look at anything. Let's just get the fuck up out of here. Then Malaika tries to get Nella up so that they can go to the bathroom again. And all of them get up at the same time, literally in unison. And they're like, why? Where are you going? Why are you going to pee so much? Like, it was so weird. And Malaika was like, usually people don't ask others how much they pee. Is everything okay? They were like, yeah, usually people pee alone. And I was like, actually, that's not true. Girls go to the bathroom all the time, especially when they're best friends and they're in the vicinity of bitches they don't know. Of course we're going to the bathroom together. What do you mean? Like, that wasn't even true. So they go to the bathroom again anyway, and Malaika tells Nella everything that she heard from Ruby. And for some reason, Nella is still trying to act like there isn't something weird going on. I think at this point, if I were Malaika, I would have just made up some kind of emergency and said, we need to go, and then told her that I really just wanted to get the fuck up out of there, like on the way home or something. Because at this point, if we're starting to go down the road of this potentially being a cult, which is what Malaika says that she thinks it is to Nella, I think we just need to prioritize getting out of this place and getting home safely. But even Nella can't deny that the way they all got up just now was weird. And I think she also felt the energy of them being a bit too nice to her as well. I think in the back of her mind, she thought that was strange too. So she does what Malaika suggests, and she has a little snoop around in Hazel's room while Malaika is downstairs distracting them doing their brows. This should have been a dead giveaway, by the way, when Malaika offered to do their eyebrows. Bitch, she don't like you. She doesn't want to do your eyebrows. Like, that was Hazel being dumb. She slipped then. I think she genuinely wanted her eyebrows done or something. Because I was like, why would you think that this is anything other than a decoy? She does not like you. During her search, Nella finds an envelope taped to the back of Hazel's mirror. In the envelope is all these before and after pictures of the girls that she just met. So when you're looking at the before pictures of them, they're looking quite different from the people that they're representing themselves to be today. So for example, Ruby's one, it was a picture of her like going out with friends, like drinking shots or something, like, you know, just a normal Instagram photo, her clearly being a party girl. And the after picture was her dressed kind of like how she is today, like blazer, hair up, everything, very much giving LinkedIn photo, you know? So it's like a stark difference between the personalities here. And there's one of Nella, and she has her before photo, but her after photo just says incomplete data. So it's like, What does that mean? What are you bitches planning to do with me? What the fuck is going on here? That's what's going through Nella's mind right now, right? There's also a part right underneath the photos that says either voluntary or involuntary. So it's like, what does that mean? So some of these bitches are here against their will. Oh my God, it is a cult. Oh my God. So yeah, that's when the penny drops for Nella that Malaika was right about Hazel this whole time, which I don't get. Like, why did she need to see the black and white evidence in front of her to know that bitch was not, like, right somewhere? I think it was kind of obvious. I don't think Hazel was doing the greatest job at hiding it. She might not have been obviously in a cult, do you know what I mean? Like, or doing this, you know, weird white man's plan to indoctrinate all these black women and seep this poisonous hair grease into their minds and turn them into Uncle Toms. Nobody would ever guess that, you know? But at the same time, I feel like she was definitely making it obvious that you shouldn't really be around her, but hey. I also thought it was interesting that Ruby said involuntary as well. So Ruby is there against her will, which explains why she's living the life of something that she never vocalized that she wanted. And we'll get onto that in the next couple episodes when we know the history of why this plan is even in place and how they go about catching their victims. But all of the women have this, I so badly want this energy, and I feel like I'm always on the outside looking in, like I don't feel deserving or worthy enough of it. But Ruby is not like that. Ruby, from what they described, was a party girl. She was a little bit of fun. She was crazy, but fun, you know? Like, just that girl. Like, she didn't walk around saying that she was dying to be in certain type of industries and wanted this type of job so bad. Like, that just wasn't the vibe she was giving. So I don't know how they randomly found Ruby or what kind of asset they thought she would be, but anyway, I guess they needed some kind of link for Malaika to start to click things into place. Nella ends up faking an emergency and she and Malaika get the fuck up out of there like they should have done from the very beginning when she saw Ruby, but hey, we move. Later on the train, she shows Owen and Malaika the pictures and she says, oh, maybe I was wrong about Hazel. Yeah, no shit, bitch. At the end, Hazel's really disappointed and all the girls are saying how they tried their best. And she was like, you know what, never mind. There's nothing we can do about that now and it doesn't even matter because we still have another girl joining the crew. And then she brings out Shani. Shani is looking hella different to how we saw her last time, which was, you know, tied to Hazel's bed like a prisoner. She's got a new wig now. It's a little nice bob, you know. She's got a blazer on and, you know, she's got makeup done to the nines. She's looking pretty, like, just eerie. Like, she looks good, but it was very creepy, the energy. And even the way she was speaking was so eerie. It's like, anybody want lattes? Like, it was just the kind of voice that sent chills up your spine a little bit. Not because she's scary or dangerous per se, but it's just like, it's like the lights are on, but nobody's home. Like, the voice speaking right now is not that person. There's a disconnect there, you know? And yeah, that's the hair grease. So yeah, that was episode 7. Not really much to say. There'll be a lot more to discuss in the next couple reviews coming up. But yeah, Nella's finally realized that Hazel is not to be trusted and there's something very, very, very fishy going on here. I'm really enjoying my rewatch of the show as well. I'm actually rereading the book as well. So it's interesting to compare the two and, you know, look at where they decided to go a little bit differently in the TV show. So yeah, that was episode 7. You guys know the deal by now. My name is Hannah OJ. Please like the video and comment below. Let me know what you thought of the show and of my review. I love to talk about TV shows, so please let me know your thoughts. And yeah, I'm out of this bitch. Later.